Good morning. I think it's always good to cultivate the attitude of gratitude, is it not? Here's a reading from the Oil Lamp Railway Mission Quarterly. I am thankful for the husband or wife who complains when their dinner is not on time because they're home with me and nowhere else. I'm thankful for the taxes I pay, for that means I'm employed. I'm thankful for the mess to clean up after the party, because it means I've been surrounded by friends. I'm thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means I've had enough to eat. I'm thankful for the lawn that needs mowing, windows that need cleaning, gutters that need fixing, because it means I have a home. I'm thankful for my huge heating bill, because it means I'm warm. And I'm thankful for the pile of laundry, because it means I have clothes to wear. I'm thankful for the weariness and aching muscles, because it means I've been capable of working hard. I'm even thankful for the lady in the church who sings off-key. Not in our church, of course. Because it means I can hear with my ears. When it comes to practicing the attitude of gratitude, here's a few more tips. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. And count on God instead of yourself. Have a nice day.